Hi, if you record your name and reason for calling, I'll see if this person is available.
Ruth from Family First.
Hello?
Yes, hi, it's Ruth again.
Yes, hi.
Hi, okay, so I just heard back as of what we can pay. So we can do $16.25 an hour and then a $200 sign-on bonus.
Okay.
Would that be interesting for you?
Yeah, that's good.
Okay, so do you want to go ahead with our agency?
Yes.
Okay, that sounds great. So let me tell you, are you the contact person for the patient?
I am.
Okay, great. So let me tell you what we'll need for the intake process. I'm not sure how much you were told, you know, back when you first called in, but would you like to hear about it?
Yes, please.
Okay, so we'll need two things. So number one is that your paperwork, you'll need to be in compliance. So there are some paperwork that you'll need to get done.
Okay.
And then the second thing is that we'll need an authorization from the insurance company for Vernon. So once both these things are met, you know, we can start the case and you can start working and getting paid.
And what type of paperwork do you guys need?
So let me tell you what, right. So So what it consists of is that it's, I'll send you, you know, everything in a text message, but I'm just going to tell you what it is about. So there are a few links that you'll need to complete. You just click on the link and complete it online. It comes straight to us.
Okay.
That's for the, you know, application and some of the forms.
Okay.
Then we'll need some IDs from you, which is typically a picture ID and a social security card. You have both of these?
I do.
Okay, great. Now we'll also need a TB test that within the last year. Did you get one done recently?
Yes, I did. I got one done. I believe it was in July.
Oh, okay. That's amazing. So you can have one. You have the records of it, right?
I do. If I, you know what? I can't quite recall, but I can always go back to Concentra where I had the test done at and get the paperwork.
Get the results from then.
Yes.
Right. Do you have a patient portal with them?
I do not. As a matter of fact, I don't. No, I don't.
You don't? Okay. So I guess you can try to get it from them, you know, because you know, it would be a pity for you to redo it. That doesn't really make sense. So, yeah, I would say go, you know, try to get it from them, the results. And then for the last thing that we'll need is that we'll need proof of residency, that you've been living in Pennsylvania for 2 years.
Well, so, I just moved back to Pennsylvania because I was living in Pennsylvania. I left like 6 years, and I just came back in July.
Oh, you just came back in July? So
yes.
you might have to get fingerprints done for that. I mean, I can ask because I'm not the one that does HR. Monica
okay.
does HR. She'll be calling you about it.
So let me ask you a question.
Sure.
How long is the fingerprints good for? Because I just had fingerprints done also.
Oh, you had fingerprints done. How long ago did you get that
done? Yes,
in
July when I had the TB. Shortly after I had the TB, yes.
Let me ask Monica, okay? Just hold on.
July, August, the latest. It was around July or August, the latest.
July, August.
Yes.
Okay, so let me ask her. Let me find out for you. Hold on. Okay, so regarding the fingerprints, so usually you would need to get it done through us.
Okay.
But if you want, if you have the results, you know, handy, you can send it in so I can see if we can approve it.
Okay.
I'm not sure about it.
Okay.
Okay. So that's so
are you saying you would have to look and see if it would have to be done for you guys?
Right. I'm saying usually it has to get through done through us.
Okay.
But if you have it handy, you can send it to me and I can see if we can, you know, if there's any way we can approve it that we can
okay.
use it.
Okay.
And otherwise, you know, I'll let you know that you need to get it done.
All righty. Okay. Question for you. So the hours that I work is from 6 to 3.
Mm-hmm.
And that's Monday through Thursday, and then I do 6 hours on Friday because on the weekends we're usually gone, so I didn't take weekend hours. Would
mm-hmm.
that be an issue?
No, that wouldn't be an issue. You're saying it would be the same schedule every week?
Yes.
Okay, as long as it's the same schedule, you know, I mean, you can change it if you want to do like a steady, but it needs to be a steady schedule, and as long as it's that way, it's not a problem, however it's, you know, set up.
Yeah, because normally on the weekends, me and my brother, we usually travel to my daughter's house
mm-hmm.
on the weekends. So we're not even home. We're gone on the weekends.
Oh,
so
you're
I
saying,
guys,
and you're not in the house.
Yes.
So that
yes.
that I would have to, you know, that might be an issue. You would be clocking in his house or you would clock
No. What I'm saying is I'll be clocking in from my home address. But the schedule that I work now is 6 a.m. to 3 p.m., Monday through Thursday. And then on Friday, I do 6 hours. You get what I'm saying?
Oh,
so
oh,
on
you're
Friday,
saying that
I
the
do
days
from
when you
12.
Travel, you're not clocking
and
in.
And then, no, on the weekends, my weekends, I don't work weekends. So
oh,
I'm
okay.
Monday through Friday. The 42 hours is spread out through Monday to Friday.
Mm-hmm.
So it's 9 hours a day from Monday through Thursday, and then it's 6 hours on Friday.
Okay, that shouldn't be a problem. I thought you were saying that you're not going to be in the home.
Oh, no.
When you clock
no.
in. You're just saying the weekends you won't be at home.
Yes. On the weekends, we're not even. We're out of town for the most part on the weekends.
Yeah, that should be fine. That's not a problem.
Okay.
Okay, amazing. So I'm going to send you a text message with all the application requirements. And you can reply to the text with, you know, with your IDs and your TV and everything that you want to send in.
Okay, so let me look through. Let me see if I can get a copy of the TB through
mm-hmm.
the current company that I'm working for, because I know they have the results as well. And then I know for sure that I have the results, the FBI fingerprints and the child abuse and all those things. I have that here.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm gonna reach out to the company, and so just give me a little bit of time, because I'm not sure as to how long. Because I should have a portal. I actually never received those results.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm going to reach out to the company and let them send those results to me, and then I'll send everything to you over at one time.
Okay, that sounds great.
So you need the TB, the TB,
mm-hmm.
the photo ID, a social security card, and you would need the results for the criminal background and child abuse check.
Right.
Okay.
The fingerprinting, right?
The finger, yes.
Yes,
mm-hmm.
and then that's except for the few links that I'll send you that you just need to complete.
All right, so I'm gonna get in touch with the company now to see if they can email me a copy of the results from the TB test.
Okay, that sounds good. Now, another thing, would you be able to reach out to the service coordinator to tell them about the agency switch?
Yeah, of course.
Okay,
yeah,
great.
I
just wanted to make sure. Who is the service coordinator? I'm just trying to pull it up, and I cannot get it.
You said, who is she?
Yes, who the service coordinator is.
Her name is Robin. I can't even remember her last name right offhand. I really
okay.
don't even remember. But we do communicate. I just don't remember the last name, but her
no,
name
that's
is
not
Robin.
A problem. Do you have her phone number?
I do. But I can get in touch with her. Let me get that stuff over to you. And then I can give Robin a call.
Mm-hmm.
And then I can give you the number to Robin once I talk to her.
Okay, not a problem. I just want to make sure Vernon is with Keystone Insurance, or is it a different one?
He is UPMC, I think.
Oh, he's with UPMC. Okay, that's why I wasn't able to pull it up. Okay, got it. I just changed it. I'm not sure why we had that on file. Okay, not a problem. So I guess you get in touch with her, and let's be in touch then about the paperwork.
Yes.
Okay, if you have any questions, just give me a call back.
In the next 2 hours, just can you remind me, because sometimes I get busy in here.
Sure, that's not a problem.
By the time I remember, you'll be home probably having dinner.
Okay, that sounds good. Yes, I see you're on top of it, so let's be in touch.
All right, thank you so much.
My pleasure.
All right, bye-bye.
Bye.